batteries for most every application in stock.
This is a Fox News alert. He is still on the run, considered armed and dangerous. I'm Dave Anthony, the suspected mass shooter in Lewiston, Maine, who went on a rampage in a bowling alley and in a bar and a restaurant last night.
State police continue to urge people to stay in their homes. They say they're expanding the shelter-in-place advisory today to include the town where Robert Card is from, where his residence is.
Fox's Molly Lyon in Lewiston. It's not clear yet how many people were killed. We've heard between 15 and 22, with dozens more injured. As for Robert Card, he's 40 years old.
He is believed to be a trained firearm instructor and member of the Army Reserve. Now, according to reports, Card spent 2 weeks at a mental health facility over the summer. Police say he recently reported mental health issues, including, quote, hearing voices and threats to shoot up a military base in Saco, Maine.
That's Fox's Todd Pyro. On day 20 of Israel's war against Hamas terrorists, their troops went into Gaza briefly overnight ahead of a planned ground invasion. Israeli Defense Forces Lieutenant Colonel Peter Lerner tells Fox
to strike and target Hamas anti-tank capabilities in the perimeter of the fence.
They also hit Gaza with more airstrikes. Palestinian officials now claim more than 7,000 people have been killed there in this war. Democratic Congressman Jamal Bowman faces arraignment this hour on misdemeanor charges for pulling a fire alarm ahead of a House vote last month to avert a government shutdown. Bowman admits doing it, but said this morning,
I was not trying to disrupt any, you know, official government proceedings, so I'm glad, you know, the investigation found that that was the case.
We just got an update on the economy showing better than expected growth last quarter. GDP increased 4.9%. That's more than double the growth of the prior 3 months. It's day 42 of the auto workers strike, but the UAW has a tentative deal with Ford that would give them a 25% pay raise. Now, the workers still have to approve that contract as picketing continues against GM and Stellantis. America's listening to Fox News.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up?
I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. Two benefits, one capsule.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Learn more at AlignProbiotics.com.
Jesse Kelly here. Do you feel protected? My personal protection plan is owning gold. The Oxford Gold Group helps you buy gold to have on hand or convert it into your 401k. If things get weird, I have gold on hand. I like that. You can buy coins or convert part of your 401k with the Oxford Gold Group. It's easy and safe. 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-GOLD.
The House now has a speaker after Republicans finally united around their fourth choice, selecting Mike Johnson.
This group will deliver for the American people. I said it in the chamber, and I will say it here. We're going to govern well, and I think the people are going to be very pleased with those results.
Well, after Johnson took the gavel, the House reopened for business, approving a resolution supporting Israel and condemning Hamas's terror attack as barbaric, with most Republicans and Democrats voting in favor. President Biden also backs Israel's war against Hamas, but said he worries about Palestinian civilians, hundreds of thousands in shelters in Gaza, food and fuel and medicine in low supply.
The Israelis should be incredibly careful to be sure that they're focusing on going after the folks that are the propagandists this war against Israel.
The president also still hopes for a two-state peaceful solution. He's ready to defend himself on the witness stand in New York. The disgraced former leader of a once prominent cryptocurrency exchange.
The attorney for the founder of the failed crypto company FTX says Sam Bankman-Fried will testify after prosecutors are done laying out their case. That could be as early as today. Bankman-Fried is accused of stealing billions of dollars from FTX customers while lying about it. He faces 7 counts, including conspiracy, fraud, and money laundering. If convicted, he could end up spending most of the rest of his life in prison. His four colleagues and partners, Gary Wang, Carolyn Ellison, and Nishad Singh, who all face possible prison time for their own roles here, have testified against Bankman-Fried, each describing how he directed them to commit crimes that led to defrauding customers. After the collapse, investigators said nearly $9 billion were unaccounted for. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Well, in addition to that report showing better than expected economic growth last quarter, we've also found out first-time unemployment claims rose slightly last week up to 210,000. On Wall Street, stock futures are mixed up for the Dow, down for the NASDAQ. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Champaign School District officials want another shot of the American Rescue Plan Act money from the city. Earlier in the month, parents and students were upset when they found out they hadn't yet used the money they got last year. Champaign Unit 4 School District got over $500,000 last year to help fix the root causes of gun violence. The president and CEO of Busey Bank out of a job after being fired Monday. In an SEC filing publicly available, the company said that Robin Elliott dismissed from his position at the company and had transitioned into a consultative role for the remainder of the year, at which point his employment by Busey Bank ends. Residents of the Clark Lindsay Retirement Community in Urbana celebrating fall with the parade. Tuesday, they lined the outside of the building awaiting the Halloween-themed parade and featured Champaign-based businesses along with the Rantoul High School marching band. It also had a 104-year-old as the event's grand marshal, riding along in a red Corvette. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, Jim Miller. Thank you. It is 8:05. 8:05, 5 after 8. And meteorologist Greg Solier has jumped in. This guy knows how to do it, folks. He's the best. He knows his science. He knows his maps.
Well, we had a great Halloween event yesterday at Marketplace Mall with the Champaign and Urbana Park District's Halloween Fun Fest. And it was popular because people are seeing on Tuesday between 6 and 8 for outside trick-or-treating. Yeah. Could be a little tricky for the kids.
Yeah, our meteorologist Greg Sawyer brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
And they remind you they've got the financial wellness workshop for free from Busey Bank at the Phillips Recreation Center after 5:30. Learn more at urbanaparks.org.
All right, sir, go ahead and detail your learnedness. What do you see?
Yes, well, that first Halloween, going to be cold. You will need a layer, perhaps two, on top of the costume, unfortunately, even in that mid to late afternoon, early evening window. We're expecting and forecasting a high somewhere up around about 43 degrees. That's almost 20 degrees below average. There'll be a bit of a breeze, limited sun for the mid to late afternoon as we see it, and maybe even a sprinkle coming along. Yeah, actually, Tuesday morning, I wouldn't be surprised we get a couple of reports of our first snowflakes here and there, and just spotty ones at best. Going to be a cold Halloween. But then moderation for the rest of next week. It's a quieter weather picture as well. The following week looks okay as well as temperatures by then return to more seasonal norms. And by then, we're happy to get into the, you know, beyond the first week to 10 days of November readings into the 50s around here. So we'll aim for that here going forward. Drought monitor in big improvement over northern and central Illinois, with the exception of here in Champaign, Vermilion counties. Still some dry patches. We'll improve that here in the coming days. Still some drought areas through Michigan, Indiana and Ohio. The worst of it back to the west. Hopefully Johnny's Place down through Texas and Louisiana gets rain forecast for those folks as well in the coming days. But apart from that, nice morning. 62 Willard and Savoy, a little sprinkle at Lake Shelbyville currently. Maybe a stray shower this morning early on. And then later this afternoon, a couple of showers and thunderstorms and spotty scattered coverage make it going. 76 the high, 65 tonight, up near 80 tomorrow, especially from Champaign County and southward. Late morning and more likely afternoon showers and thunderstorms. We turn much colder in the 40s tomorrow night. A struggle to 55 or so on Saturday. A couple of showers, maybe a thunderstorm late in the day and at night. Rainy and in the 40s. That's it on Sunday. Monday, maybe a shower in the afternoon. 45. The snowflake and sprinkle at 43 on Halloween Tuesday. Back to the upper 40s Wednesday. A little bit 50s next Thursday.
All right, Johnny has a question for you there, Mr.
Yes.
Brain. Go ahead, Johnny.
Well,
yes,
in general, now I don't know how far out you can look, but next year are we having more rain in the Mississippi River Valley? Because our river's drying up, Greg. We need more rain to go to the Mississippi.
Yeah.
So I need it for 6 months.
Well, you know, it may be interesting enough, you know, this system coming through. Is it for the mid-Mississippi Valley? We've got to get things up, you know, towards St. Louis and then to Memphis and then down your ways. A lot of that's going to get absorbed and percolated into the ground. There will be something coming along into the lower Mississippi Valley Delta here with this particular system over the weekend, maybe early next week, and a sharp change, by the way, for you guys to even cooler and colder, probably some frost north of New Orleans. And it's El Nino, and we're going to have to wait till maybe late November, more likely December, January, the winter season. Then it's the typical El Nino storm track, California. California, the Southwest, the Southern Plains, your part of the world, into the southeastern states. So we're easily probably still a couple of months from getting that going, and it may take the winter season before things get to kind of back to normal. But upstream in our neck of the woods in the Midwest, looks to be milder and drier till we get later into the winter season. So for you, an improvement before we get improvement later this winter and the springtime in the Midwest, sir.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, my friend, meteorologist Greg Solier. Imagine knowing in less than a minute without talking to an agent what your home would be bought for right now. Or what if you don't want an instant cash offer? You want to know what your home's worth. Well, my friend Nate Evans is constantly investing in cutting-edge technology and marketing. You want to sell your house. It's easy. You go to your phone right now. Go to nateevansgroup.com. You can look into this.
Yeah.
And in this time of, well, how do you do this? You might want to check with the Nate Evans Group.
Yeah, you want to make a smart decision. So you go to nateevansgroup.com and click on that Get Home Value button. A lot of people have sudden changes in their life, you know, a divorce or a parent dying or something like that where they need to make a quick decision. And this is a great option for you as you go to nateevansgroup.com and click on that Get Home Value button. And you've got so many experienced agents on Nate Evans' team. Each have been part of more than 100 home sales in their career. He doesn't hire inexperienced agents, so you can trust Nate and his team. All you do is call the only agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. It's Nate Evans, 217-239-7113. You can negotiate an immediate cash offer on your home. There's flexible fees. Just do an online search to Nate Evans Group and start packing.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champaign, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars, they're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champaign. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
This is Kirk Lehman, owner of Abshock Decals and Design, and we are here to help you get noticed. When we wrap your business vehicle, you are now driving a rolling billboard. Get noticed with what we can do for you. We will create the custom design you have always wanted at Abshock Decals and Design. We are creative and easy to work with, I promise. So visit us at AftershockDD.com to get a quote and get noticed. That's AftershockDD.com. Get noticed.
All right, so I fully admit that COVID affected me. It affected all of us. I'll see people with a double mask in their car driving alone. I feel sorry for them. I really do. But I'm judging. Right.
Well, it's not a healthy thing to do. Actually,
but
restricts your oxygen. You've got the moisture from your mouth.
You're alone.
You don't need it
in the car.
Right. Well, but that's a whole nother decision point. Right. Physically, it's not a healthy thing.
Well, walk outside alone. Yeah, I mean, it's just right. So what we've done is we've instilled fear to the point of those that aren't maybe mentally super sound like many of us, and so it's out there. But yet last night I'm at the grocery store. And this older gentleman, and again, it's whatever you want to do, but the guy is wearing a gas mask, a full-blown, if there was a gas attack, he'd be fine. If somebody came in and blew up a canister of gas, he would be okay. It was a big old gas mask that was ginormous with the things on the, I mean, it was massive.
Could you see his eyes?
Yeah, you could see his eyes, but that was it. He had a ball cap on and he had a gas mask, and I'm going, okay, so maybe he's got this unbelievable
immune system concerns.
And he's an older guy. Maybe he lives alone. He has to go buy groceries and he can't get sick or he'll die. I don't know.
Right.
But boy, you just look at that and your mind goes crazy going, what is up?
Well, and it is around Halloween. Some of the kids in their costumes had like masks and stuff like that
This was a gas mask because I'm something's wrong.
No, this was not a Halloween event.
This was definitively not Halloween.
Well, and to me, especially with the shooting in Maine, we're suspicious of people who are covering up.
Well, it actually made you go, what does he know?
Right.
What does he know? Anyway, it's crazy the kinds of things that are going on in our day today. We've touched on Mike Johnson, the new Speaker of the House, seems to be, as Johnny said, kind of reasonable sounding. Which is unique. It's unique to have somebody say, well, you could have coffee at the Philo Tavern with that guy.
Well, it's just disarming to say, I would be able to say what I think about anything without worrying about him just frothing at the mouth.
Right.
You know? Right. He's a reasonable guy.
Very reasonable, common sense, kind of normal. Our Midwest people understand what that is, no matter what, you know. You know, Paul Simon, the Democratic senator from Illinois, you like talking to him. And Terry Bruce, congressman Illinois, you like talking to him. These are Democrats. It is different. The Democrat of our father's Democrats, Johnny, it's different. It's
Everett Dirksen.
Everett Dirksen, what a voice. We could get him tracked on. Well, he had a voice. Anyway, so it's just changed a lot to the point of when you say Democrat, and they'll say, well, you say Republican, it's not the same. All right, that's fine. But there's wings. But the progressive left has gotten hold of a lot of power in our country and has taken us down roads we don't want to go. And so it's just a question of whether we can correct that.
Well, and the results of the policies have been clearly devastating. It's not controversial when you talk about inflation
and our economy.
And crime and the energy thing, which is still just mind-boggling.
And that we gave immigration up. And our borders.
And the impact of us just on that energy independence.
Yeah.
We had to buy Russian oil.
Yeah, I know.
So they funded their war in Ukraine that we're now paying through the nose to try
Does
to help
not
Ukraine.
Make it, any it, sense
well, it's,
at all.
It's, and people are aware of it.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I don't like death and destruction, pain and suffering, or lying, cheating, and stealing. And the liberal friends I have agree 100%. We just disagree on whose fault it is.
Yeah, right. That's right. There you go. All right, ESPN 93.5. Let's get some sports headlines this morning.
Well, tonight we'll have Tampa Bay and Buffalo going at it for NFL action. Saints are in Indianapolis Sunday at noon to face the Colts. I believe they're both 3-5?
I think 3-4.
Something like that.
I don't know.
Anyway,
Wait a minute. I should know. It's week eight.
It's 3-4, seven games played.
Okay.
I think Indianapolis 3-4.
Okay.
And both we are too.
Yeah. And I think they're tied at that. So
It is, I'm just not a fan of the coaching staff at this minute. So
gotcha. Well. Minnesota and Green Bay, and then Sunday
night. I think Minnesota will beat Green Bay at Green Bay. Minnesota's a better team. Green Bay's still kind of finding its way.
If the newfound Hall of Famer Kirk Cousins shows up, you can kiss it goodbye, because I've never seen him play like that.
If he plays like
that. He's good. He's always been good.
Well, they're a good team. They're still good.
Yeah. Right. I think Green Bay is actually a little weak, so I do think Minnesota will
Are you picking
win.
That? Cause
yeah.
I'm picking
yeah.
Okay. Bears are in L.A. on Sunday night. Of course, our Illini with a bye week, and then we'll have the game against Minnesota on the fourth
week from Saturday.
And that's a 2:30
Minnesota. By the way, Bears play Sunday night, and this quarterback that the Bears have put in because Justin Fields is hurt. I don't know if he's coming back Sunday or not, but I don't even know the guy's name. Tyson Banjant.
Okay,
he's number one in the world on most touchdown passes in college because he played Division II.
Right.
He threw 159 touchdowns.
Well, maybe he's a gym.
Tyson Banjant?
Yes.
Well, he's also a CrossFitter. There's not very many CrossFitters, so he took his shirt off in the locker room when they were handing him the game ball.
But he's only 23.
And he's brought energy to the Bears. And he ran around, he's pump faking and ran it out of bounds, and then did the come on crowd give it to me like, loved that. And the team just jacked up around him.
Okay.
Can the Bears, who are 2-5, still be in the hunt?
They may come right off the mat.
Wow.
That's awesome.
And
we're out of this. Gates on the NBA season as Oklahoma City beat the Chicago Bulls 124-104. Io with 8 points in that game. Pacers over the Washington Wizards 143-120. And Illinois basketball against Kansas Sunday night at 5 for that Maui Strong game. You can support and get some gear at Game Day Spirit for that. We'll have the 76ers and the Bucks in action tonight to start their season. Illinois over Indiana at Huff Hall yesterday with Raina Terry's 16 kills, and it was neck and neck for each of the five sets. Saturday at Huff Hall, we'll be facing Purdue as we say go Illini.
If you are interested in selling Illinois basketball tickets, you might look at January 27.
Okay.
That's when Indiana comes to town.
I see.
It's a sellout.
Okay.
StubHub has reasonably good seats, not even great seats. StubHub selling reasonably good seats for $900
what?
Each.
What?
Yeah.
Well, now, is that why Indiana's...
Indiana's good. It's Indiana.
Yeah, and they're coming over.
They're
probably
coming to our town.
Yeah.
And the other hot ticket looked to be Michigan.
Okay.
Juwan Howard's not beating us.
No, I don't like Michigan.
Yeah. So Michigan's ticket was going in the range of $400 to $700 each.
Okay.
Is that just a number, or do people pay that? I don't know. That sounds like a lot.
Arizona and Rangers for the World Series tomorrow. Dusty Baker decided to retire.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll check your news, weather, sports still to come in the back half hour as well. The Smoke Show with our friend Tim Onstott, pitmaster extraordinaire. That's coming up, 217-359-2255. If you ever want to text, you can always jump on. Mm-hmm. It is coming up on 820.
Stock futures moved off the lows of the morning after a reading showing the economy was stronger than expected in the summer. Third quarter gross domestic product grew at a 4.9% annual pace, helped by consumer spending, which was up 4%. Also, there was little change in the job market last week. The number of new claims for unemployment benefits rose by 10,000 to 210,000. And continuing claims, those still on unemployment, rose slightly to 1.79 million. Durable goods orders have expensive manufactured things rose 4.7% in September, pushed up by Boeing orders. Ford shares are higher after the tentative settlement with the UAW. And Wall Street analyst Dan Ives at Wedbush says it appears the agreement does not ruin Ford's business model. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
The Fearless and Proud podcast series looks at acts of bravery and strength by women. And in this first season, we look at women who played important roles in the Civil War as soldiers, spies, and battlefield nurses. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts via Apple Podcasts, and Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music.
Hey, Class A CDL drivers. Gale for X Trucking wants to invite you to join our team and get a taste of what it's like to work with a team that cares about you, your home time, and your professional growth, as well as your paycheck. This is Operations Manager Donna Onstott inviting you to join us as we continue building the company you would have started if you knew then what you know now. Gale for X Trucking. Call 765-793-7131 today. Our drivers are pre-dispatched, make a guaranteed minimum gross pay of $1,200 per week, have paid vacations and benefits, and are home every weekend and sometimes during the week for quality family time. Our openings are limited, so don't miss your opportunity with the top-paying trucking company in the area, Gale Frerichs Trucking. Call 765-793-7131 today. The days are getting longer, and our customers are booking us up with freight. Gale Frerichs Trucking. 765-793-7131 or email timo@gftlog.com.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc., fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS. 435-120.
Fighting Illini football is back in Memorial Stadium for Dad's Day and Military Appreciation Day, Saturday, November 11th, as they take on the Indiana Hoosiers. Get tickets for as low as $20 as we celebrate dads for this proud Illinois tradition. All active military personnel are eligible to receive free tickets. Be in your seat early for a special military flyover. Illinois football versus Indiana, Saturday, November 11th. Get tickets and more info at fightingillini.com.
Illini fans, for a limited time at Jet's Pizza, new popcorn chicken pizzas. Their tasty popcorn chicken on their famous BBQ, Aloha BBQ, Buffalo Ranch, or Bacon Ranch pizzas. It's new and a limited time offer, so don't miss out. Try any of the four for just $17.99, code BBQ. Their popcorn chicken pizzas are perfect to order while watching football with friends and family. Try their tasty popcorn chicken on their famous BBQ, Aloha BBQ, Buffalo Ranch, or Bacon Ranch pizzas. Just $17.99. Code BBQ. Jets, better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Stevie J. So I took my mom into Audubel, owned by Jeff Hanley, who owns 13 locations around Central Illinois. She's had so much trouble hearing for so long. Audubel, A-U-D-I-B-E-L, for hearing. And some of the new technologies, they've got AI now for some of these hearing aids, and they're virtually invisible. It's unbelievable, and it helped my mom. It helped her incredibly. We've been to other places. This is by far the best place I've ever been in for hearing help. Go to audibleteam.com. That's A-U-D-I-B-E-L. If you want more information about Audible and how Jeff Hanley and his amazing culture and amazing team that they have, go to audibleteam.com. That's A-U-D-I-B-E-L, audibleteam.com. You'll be so happy you found Audible. Amazing work. They got a location in Champaign. Go to audibleteam.com. That's audibleteam.com. You could tell Mom's a little better with the hearing right now.
Yeah, we're trying to get in.
Yeah, they are jammed to the ceiling. Annabelle is really, really good and trying to get in to see Bobby. But anyway, it's Mom's better.
Right.
It's unbelievable. So that's good news.
It's great.
Okay, 8:32 again. Basketball, Kansas. Bill Self back on the sidelines, and State Farm was the Assembly Hall. First time since he left, 2003.
Oh, is that right? Wow. Mm-hmm. Only 20 years.
Yep. And I, again, like Bill Self, I guess I'm probably more than an acquaintance, but really good guy, and I have a few stories there with Bill Self.
Is this exhibition?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you call? He'll probably talk to you.
Well, maybe I thought about doing that.
He likes champagne.
He likes champagne Urbana, and but a few of the liners, because he was, when he first went to Kansas, the first NCAA tournament, they got bounced by Bucknell.
13th. Yeah, they were 13, lost to a 2 or something.
Something like that. And then the second year, they lost to Bradley, first game.
No, they were the 2 anyway.
They lost 2 early.
Right, I remember that.
Not good. So then the next season, they're playing on some cold January night, and they lose on ESPN to Nevada in Kansas. I mean, it was bad. So I called him at 6:20 the next morning, and he picked it up immediately. I said, "You all right? You okay?" "Oh, I'm fine.
We're going to be fine.
I'm fine."
I remember you telling me that.
And I said, "You're going to win the national championship. You're going to go to the NBA if that's what you want to do. You're going to be a superstar. It's going to be unbelievable at Kansas." You're a good guy. You're a good guy. So funny.
Well, I don't think he wants anything to do with the NBA. He likes Kansas. He likes Lawrence.
Well, I asked him about San Antonio because the rumor was he's going there.
Well, that's interesting.
Then he said to me, "You want to follow Pop?"
Yeah.
Who's going after Paul Popovich? Mm-hmm. That's like John Wooden, isn't it?
Greg Popovich.
Whatever.
And he's a great coach.
Greg Popovich.
Is he really?
He's still there.
Yeah. Is he retired?
He just got the big tall guy from France. I don't think he's going anywhere. Okay. No. I mean, Dusty Baker, he'll stay.
So we open the season, preseason poll number 25. This is Brad Underwood's 7th season. We had an exhibition game and won 116-65 over Ottawa on Friday night. And 15 of the Illini got playing time, each earning 1 point in that victory. 14 different players at least scoring 1 point. So we've got a lot of people returning, Johnny. Luke Goody, he comes into the studios or was here a few days ago to talk about the game. Coleman Hawkins, Ty Rogers, Terrence Shannon Jr. been nominated for some preseason watch list awards. And there's this newcomer, Marcus Domask. We're really looking forward to performing.
All we have is Luke Goody and Marcus Domask are both old. I mean, junior and a graduating fifth-year senior, and they shoot the 3, like 35% to 40%. So
what about
super?
How are you sitting for point guard? You got somebody you can fill in?
Ty Rogers is going to start.
Okay. Point guard.
Point guard?
Wow.
Nobody thinks he can shoot it. So we'll see. Can't make free throws. So we'll see. But what the problem is going to be is if he brings it across and then kicks it off to the 2 guy and then he goes and posts up, what point guard can guard Ty Rogers?
Nobody.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I want him inside a little bit.
Yeah.
You got to watch the fast breaks.
That's right. Somebody's got to. Nico Moretti is an Italian kid and can handle the rock. He's a natural point guard. It's funny. Brad Underwood said, "Everybody's worried about the point guard."
Except, I'm not worried. I was just wondering who's going to be.
He said, "Everybody's worried about the point guard, but me."
Okay. Right?
So I'll trust Brad Underwood. I do have extensive experience in Champaign Park District basketball coaching. So I just, I'm going to defer to Brad.
Thank
on
you
that
for
one.
That. Yeah, Dre well, Gibbs, I had a couple. Lawhorn got 15 points, and Amani Hansberry, another freshman, tallied 14 points.
This is a kind of let's see where we are. Are we competitive with the number one team in the country? I don't know. Hunter Dickinson from Michigan, boo! He's there now at Kansas.
Well,
that's crazy.
I'd like to see Brad's press. I thought it was pretty good. He didn't do it as much. The guys didn't want to do
it. Matthew
press.
Meyer, I think, vetoed that. Be my guess.
Anyway. So hopefully we'll do a little more of that because, boy, they're good.
Sincere Harris on the ball.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, again, what the heck? Every year it feels pretty good. And Brad Underwood, never heard of this. First 4 years at Illinois, he has the best most wins in the Big Ten. Brad Underwood, 4 years, we're number one. When has that ever happened? I don't think it's ever happened.
Mm-hmm.
First for 4 years straight, we have the most Big Ten wins. That's unbelievable. It's hard to win a game in the Big Ten. Really hard.
Well, and we won the most games in the Big Ten Conference. We didn't get the trophy, but
16-4 versus 14-3.
They
had a better percentage.
But we won the conference that year by winning more games than any other
conference
team. According
to Kevin Warren, it was not us, so...
Well, that's an opinion. We have a disagreement. And they can give the little whining Michigan
trophy.
I'm Chris Foster. There's a lockdown in at least three main towns while hundreds of law enforcement officers look for Robert Card, a person of interest in last night's mass shooting in a bowling alley and a bar. Reports range from 15 to 22 people killed with more than that injured.
Internal law enforcement communications reveal that Card is a firearms instructor. He's believed to have been in the Army Reserves, also suffering from mental health issues, hearing voices. He was committed and received some mental health care for 2 weeks over the summer.
Fox's Molly Line in Lewiston, Maine. The Israeli military has conducted an hours-long raid into Gaza ahead of an expected wider ground operation.
To destroy and target assets of Hamas in the surrounding areas, things that could potentially impede on a ground operation if that indeed develops and happens.
That's Israeli Defense Forces spokesman Peter Lerner on Fox and Friends. The Gaza Health Ministry meantime reports more than 7,000 Palestinians have been killed in Israeli strikes since October 7th. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Governor Pritzker proposing a plan to create a new state agency to house all early childhood programs and funding. The new unified agency designed to provide a more equitable, integrated, and holistic system of services for young children and families in the state of Illinois. Illinois Democrats looking to extend a controversial private school tax credit. House Democrats introduced a bill that would extend the Invest in Kids program by another 5 years. Program offers a 75% income tax credit to individuals and businesses that contribute to qualified scholarship-granting organizations. Illinois Attorney General, part of a coalition of more than 30 states, that's suing the company that owns and operates Facebook and Instagram. Lawsuit accuses Meta of harmful business practices targeting children. Coalition says Meta designed its social media platforms to include features that exploit young users' psychological vulnerabilities, all to keep them using them longer. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. And this delightful spell of late October weather continues on and seasonably mild to warm for the day today. Couple of late morning and more likely afternoon showers across the area. It'll be dry hours today, 76 for the high, down to 65 with a couple of showers around both early and late. Tomorrow, windy and seasonably warm with variably cloudy skies as well, and a couple of showers and thunderstorms in the morning, more so tomorrow afternoon. Before the rains, highs of 75, maybe even 80 just south of Champaign on a gusty south wind. Turns much colder tomorrow night. Some showers, and maybe even a thunderstorm early on, low down to 45. Clouds and a couple of showers by afternoon on Saturday with a high temperature up near 56. More rain Saturday night into Sunday. We're stuck in the 40s for highs on Sunday. Monday at 45 with a shower in the afternoon, a snowflake, and then a sprinkle Tuesday at 43 for the high. Will be well down into the 20s both Tuesday and Wednesday morning. Highs 45 on about Wednesday, 52 on Thursday, back close to 60 late next week. For Steve J. Broadcasting, I'm Peter Ultra. Greg Solier.
Here's what somebody recently said at Pards in Urbana. I was there just a few minutes and somebody came up and asked if I needed help. And they were incredible, helped me find the size of boot I needed. And then I bought a second pair too. Everything was friendly, everything was excellent. Visit Pards in Urbana, 206 North Maple, between Main and University in Urbana. It's Pards Western Shop since 1968. Or go online and visit Pards.com. Pards.com.
UC Bank, leading the way to your financial wellness. No matter where your financial journey begins, Pathways Banking options at UC are designed with your goals in mind. UC Bank, building strong financial futures, one family, one street, one city at a time. UC, your partner in building business and growing wealth since 1868. Member FDIC.
Does your home have those annoying outdoor spigots that leak and have no pressure? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing can help. Install a new Woodford outdoor spigot so your gardens and flowers don't suffer in this summer heat. Make sure your home's outdoors look great and call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
And now, a brand new show called Smoke, where we help you with your grill and making the best meat ever with award-winning competition pitmaster Tim Onstott. Smoke in Tim's grill. He's the best brisket maker ever. Smoke in Tim's grill. And now award-winning competition pitmaster Tim Onstott. Beautiful Hot Springs, Arkansas, getting ready for, well, getting ready to defend his championship last year when he was a perfect score in brisket. Gale Ferrick's Trucking, Dixie Choppers star pitmaster. Tim, how's the weather?
It is beautiful here. It's 74 and a slight breeze. Really nice morning.
So do you get a barbecue helmet on and start hitting it like you do in football? Let's go! Come on, let's go! You do anything like that?
Well, we've got the Outlaw 2860 Pro model sitting out here. It's all cleaned up, oiled up, ready to go. And we'll be loading it up about 6 o'clock in the morning and heading over to Pine Bluff.
Yeah, go from Hot Springs to Pine Bluff. How long a drive is that?
About an hour and a half.
Okay.
We're not far.
And all the guys that you beat that are on TV that have entourages, you beat them last year. Are they out to get you this year?
I don't know. I'd imagine there's a slight target on our back. They don't want some little guy from Terre Haute or Rosedale, Indiana coming in and
well,
walking on them.
I can teach you the art of reverse trash talking if you need it. I can help you. You just go up to all of them and say, man, your equipment's so good. How do you never lose. You never overcook it. You're amazing. Could you sign this for me? I just do the reverse trash talking. That's what I do. Just build them
up.
Well,
I do a little thing called chicken in the barbecue world that is secretly spying and stealing ideas. So I'll go out and talk to them and do a little shiggin.
You must have worked for the Astros.
Yeah, that's right.
Or Michigan.
Yeah, or Michigan.
Signals.
Yeah. All right, so in all seriousness, you're competing with what you're doing, brisket, ribs, chicken. Are you doing everything?
Yes, we'll do all four meats, turn them in a half hour apart. That's the hard part, getting four different meats ready to go that quick and a half hour apart.
So when Tim's competing sometimes, Johnny, he'll say, yeah, I had it at 214. It should have been 212. What?
Wow.
That's like a golfer taking a 7-iron and bending it around a tree.
It's a science.
It's unbelievable. So do you, I mean, seriously, though, you had to have the right meat. Can you sleep or are you thinking about things?
No, I sleep.
Okay.
I've learned to sleep. That's why we cook hot and fast at these things. I get up about 4 o'clock, light the fire, meat starts going on at 5, and it goes from there. We're running between 300 and 315 degrees in the smoker.
Okay.
And
do you season the meat and do all kinds of, is that part of it? And I'm in temperature and time and all of that, but how about the seasoning? Is that a big part of the whole thing?
Yes, when we arrive in the morning, they will inspect the meat to make sure it's raw and not seasoned, okay. Not injected. And we have some, when it's inspected on Friday morning, until we turn it in to get the flavor profile right.
Wow. Flavor profile. I've never put those words together in my life.
Flavor profile.
Yeah, honey, I'm going to make some hamburgers. I'm going to get the
What'd you say? Flavor profile just right. I'm going to start using that. That'll really impress everybody. Okay. Well, so Ned, and when will you know everything, the scoring? Is that Saturday?
Yes, Saturday at 5 o'clock. They have an awards ceremony on the stage at Pine Bluff Regional Park this year. They had to move it from the Saracen Casino because of construction. We'll know Saturday evening.
People must taste it, but how many judges they have and how much can they eat before they get
full? It's all blind judging, but how do they spit it out? How do they do that?
It's a double blind judging, and each one of your meats will go before six judges. They take the top five scores, throw the low score out, kind of like figure skating, and they total them up, and there's a multiplier attached to each score. There's appearance, taste, and tenderness.
Wow.
And
so if they put
get all five of them right, you get a 180.
And if you can, I mean, Johnny, this can be, if overall winner at this thing gets like $20,000. So it's not like just kicking it around. This is serious money. If they put Joey Chestnut on the hot dog eating contest on TV, why aren't you on ESPN, man?
They did have some TV shows, and I think they're gearing up some other ones and running some, doing some others, but we're not near that caliber.
How many competitors are there with you against you?
There were 50 here last year, and 50. From what I understand, they cut it off at 50, and any returning teams had first priority to get in. So that's what I'm expecting tomorrow.
Six
or Saturday.
Judges
is just unbelievable. So, I mean, that's just, and they're all good. It's like
they have a table of judges for every six teams. So
okay.
But no two of your meats ever get in front of the same set of
okay,
judges.
That makes sense. That'll work. Well, I was going to say, six guys, I mean, that's some big boys.
I think, Tim, what we need to do with one of these big ones is, you know, we can do reverse trash talking, but we can also intimidate. And so what we would do is we would have people surrounding you, and you and Donna walk up, and there'll be flash bulbs. And this who is that, man? Who's that? Wow, they must be good.
That would be harder on us than it would be on anybody else.
Well, and the blind judging kind of takes advantage.
That's true.
Away.
That's true. They don't know which meat is yours. Can't put a flashball by yours, I guess.
You were there at the homecoming tailgate last weekend, and we had 100 people around, and that was very, very stressful for me.
Well, I went to Tammy at a private tailgate. It's one of those where I'm actually looking for him, but then, hey, look who's here. Hey, you got any extra? Hey. So, and it was fall off the bone, which in competition, I guess, isn't what they're trying to do. But the flavor on your meat was crazy good. Just fantastic, man.
We had a real good time. Justin Harrison, the Illini great, him and his family came by. He's friends with he coached my son in college, and they came by and along with a lot of other people in it, and it was a lot of fun. And I guess the number one thing from that is cook it how your people want it.
We can
say this is what it should be. If the people like it, that's all that matters.
Okay, rooting for you, man.
Good luck.
It's a way to monitor. This should be online or something. We want to know the latest. Look, he turned the meat. What a good play. What a good play. I could do the announcing on it. Look at the focus. Look at the focus in his eyes. That was a good play, Bob. It really was.
Oh, he's pulling out that thermometer now.
Look at that. The thermometer's reading perfectly. Anyway, hey, have fun and go get him. Let me know, and I'm excited for you, and I know you're going to do great.
We'll talk to you later, and I appreciate all the help. Thank
all right. Tim Onstott, Dixie Chopper, Gail Ferex Trucking. He and Donna are really, really good at
our barbecueologists.
And you have barbecueologists, Greg Solier coined.
Mm-hmm.
Donna, his wife, does that coleslaw. Yeah. Put something in it that's different.
Do they have a restaurant?
No.
No.
No. And he did a wedding as a favor, and that word got out.
Yeah.
And he's just not interested in that. He's a really, really good guy, and he's really good.
The reluctant caterer.
He doesn't want it. Anyway, I met his son TJ. He's a really good guy, and it was his client's tailgate that he got his dad to go cook at. He thought the brisket champion of the world got to go to your tailgate. That's a good deal. All right, it is 8:44.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials, tools, as well as safety equipment, all available at Crossroads Contractor Supply. Visit CrossroadsContractorSupplyIL.com.
Always a pleasure to talk about Donnie up at Long Branch Steakhouse here in beautiful downtown Gifford. Well, you know what, friends? It's never too early to make your Christmas party reservations at the Long Branch Steakhouse in Gifford. They are taking party reservations for December. Two nights already gone. Don't be left out this year. If you want a fabulous night at the Long Branch for your office party, get it done now. Connect with the Long Branch Steakhouse and book your Christmas party. Long Branch Steakhouse, beautiful downtown Gifford. By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience. Several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business. All right, checks and sports headlines with Diane Ducey.
Well, let's see. Astros manager Dusty Baker is one of a dozen who have over 2,000 wins. First black manager to reach 2,183 wins, deciding to retire at the age of 74. Been in baseball since 1967.
I've never thought of Dusty as black. Is he black?
Okay. I'm just reading the stats that were on the story.
No, I know, but why is he, I remember one time I had an actor on, and he happened to be black, and I said, he's one of the greatest actors going. He said, thank you for not saying black actor.
I see.
Because it's an American, man.
You've got a good point.
But the story, I'm sure, says black man. He is black. He's African American. Mm-hmm. Okay. I didn't honestly think about that. But
no, I mean, making the distinction over and over doesn't help. Us become colorblind.
There's right.
No question.
How about
that.
The toothpick? If I refer to that, to me, I get the picture it's Dusty because he always had that toothpick in his mouth.
The toothpick is obviously some sort of nervous thing, and he always has a toothpick, but don't you poke yourself occasionally?
Now, did he win how many championships?
Right. I didn't jot all that down because it was extensive.
Yeah,
he's been with the Giants, the Cubs, the Reds, the Nationals, and, of course, his finale was with the Astros.
Yep.
Well, if he has any hint in any way, shape, or form indicates that if he has a little more control, because the word in Houston was that, you know, that wasn't his guys. He went in to give him a little respect and credibility because he took over a bunch of cheaters. And so, you know, maybe he can build his own front office, or maybe he can. Anyway, I'm not so sure he could, because the way he was talking about, one of the top baseball reporters said he didn't really get along or didn't really want this guy's kind of the right. So if somebody said, Dusty, what can I do for you to come here for 3 years? He's 74, but he's still got it.
Well, they sure did well this year.
Yeah, that's
but
right.
I can't look at any of those guys and not think, why did you cheat when you're so good without it?
Well, and Dusty was part of that, right?
No.
The banging on the garbage can?
No, Dusty was nothing to do with that.
Oh.
He came in to clean it up.
Thank you.
The guy they hired, they fired him, but he got another job at Detroit Tigers.
I see.
None of the players got anything at all, and they cheated.
Well, I can tell you what, Altuve wasn't cheating, but he hit the three-run homer.
But why were they doing all the stuff if they're that good? They didn't need to, but they hurt their brethren in the union by creaming them because they knew the pitch was coming. That's so unfair.
That wouldn't help me, but apparently that's a big advantage.
Right, hey, right. These guys, if they know it's a fastball on the inside, they just smoke it. They're so good. The only advantage is they don't know what's coming. Anyway.
World Series, Texas Rangers, Arizona Diamondbacks on Fox tomorrow at 7:03.
I mean, you got Bruce Bochy. He's the manager of Texas Rangers, and Bruce Bochy, you know, won the World Series in 2010, 2012, 2014. He was with the Giants when they won those every other year thing.
Okay.
But he's
I got you.
He's fantastic. He's got to be 72. I mean, he's got to be right there.
Games tonight for NBA, 76ers at Milwaukee to face the Bucks for their opener. The Bulls went down yesterday, Oklahoma City on top, 124-104. Io with 8 points in that game. And we had the Pacers beating the Washington Wizards, 143-120. Now, you've been watching the Pelicans a little bit, and I saw Zion had 23 points.
Can anybody in the NBA guard Zion Williamson?
Not really. He's like one of those other big superstars. Mm. He's a different
kind of Shaq-like.
He's not that tall. He's 6'6".
But
he's quicker than most point guards, and he actually weighs 290.
But who can stop him around the basket?
Nobody.
He weighs how much?
290 pounds.
Okay, so he's a thick guy.
Oh, well, yeah.
I mean, he would just go into lane and hurt a lot.
It's really that first step, more so even, because there's a lot of big guys, but man, there's none that can jump 45 inches.
45-inch vertical.
That's crazy.
For Zion Williamson.
Man, that's awesome.
Barack Obama, when he was president, was in the crowd at a Duke, North Carolina game, and Zion's shoe broke. And you could see Obama going, his shoe broke. And it came apart.
Oh, wow.
He slipped on the floor, and the shoe came across. From the soul.
Well, they weren't Air Jordans, I guess. Yes.
That's right. Yeah. And someone had texted in Kelly and Tolono about Hunter Dickinson and why did he end up at Kansas.
I don't think he thought Michigan was going to win a title, and Kansas certainly can. They've won two with Bill Self. So, I mean, why don't you go to a team? It's, I think, Hunter's last year, I'm not mistaken.
Well, no, actually, I agree with him. Bill Self, it has that profile,
yeah,
and he has the celebrity status.
Yeah.
Juwan Howard really doesn't. He's got notoriety,
yeah,
but and he's from Michigan.
Michigan.
I'm telling you what, I've got to work on that. I just, boy, they, and we beat him in football last year.
Took a knee with the ball
down.
Yeah.
You're down.
Yeah.
That's, okay.
Yeah, but who remembers?
But Kansas.
I remember.
Is who we play at 5 o'clock on Sunday.
5 o'clock Sunday. There'll be a lot of people there. Will they have their Maui gear on from game day?
Right.
But it'll be, I hope they raise millions for Maui. It is so devastating to see images of Maui. Unbelievable. So, yeah, go Illini. See how you stack up against the preseason number one, Kansas. It'll be fun kind of to see where we are. Can we play toe-to-toe with the number one team? We're ranked 25. And, yeah, we will see. All right, we're going to check Greg's weather one more time.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Anvis, Saturday, and this delightfully mild, warm, unusual October weather pattern continues on. And with that significant rainfall heading towards the upcoming weekend and a big, big drop in temperatures as well, we'll keep it largely chilly to cold here for much of next week, but a drier trend than moderation in temperatures thereafter. Windy and warm for Thursday. Considerable cloudiness up to 76 and a couple of late morning and afternoon showers around. South wind will be gusty, breezy, mild tonight. Occasional showers early and late, low down to 65. Windy, continued and seasonably warm for the day tomorrow with a couple of showers and thunderstorms morning and more so in the afternoon. Highs between 75 and 80 south of Champaign County, and a south wind turns much colder with evening showers tomorrow night. A thunderstorm early, low down to 45, and showers are back in for Saturday afternoon. The high just 56. We'll be in the 40s much of Sunday with rain and even a snowflake come Tuesday morning with cold weather into early next week with highs in the 40s. For CVG Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Whether your regular beauty counter has disappeared or you want a beauty refresh, then it's time to visit Merle Norman. Beautiful changes happen every day at Merle Norman. Whether you have a special event coming up or you're just in the mood for something new, you can depend on Merle Norman Cosmetics to satisfy all your beauty needs. From advanced skincare solutions to the latest looks and color, we're locally owned and ready to help you with expert guidance and award-winning products. No wonder we've been the go-to brand for millions of women since 1931. Visit us today at 706 West Market View Drive over by Subway.
Okay, so we're in Thursday, we get to Friday, no football this weekend, basketball Sunday, World Series starts. We'll keep tracking the horrific events in Maine. Maybe we'll catch this guy. They're calling him a person of interest, but there was just no hiding his face. I mean, he was totally clear on camera. They had a great picture of him. So trying to get this guy corralled might not be easy. He's an Army reservist that obviously teaches weapons and...
Well, on the other hand, I can't imagine the number of people looking for. I don't know.
Oh, boy.
Where you can and there's hide. A little bit of a lockdown situation
well,
in Maine, isn't
it? Well, they don't want people to go out, but, you know, people in Maine, I'm sure a lot exercising their Second Amendment right in Maine. So, but, no, it's just horrific. And then we're watching Gaza as we had an incursion from Israel's ground forces. Whether it's the start of the ground operation or not, we're not sure. That's a big story. And then Mike Johnson has just faded away into the headlines because he's the new Speaker of the House. Yes, the Republicans coalesced around somebody.
Yes.
But it doesn't mean they can't end that real fast.
They got it done.
Tick one person off, they can vote, and all the Democrats will vote against him. So,
well, and really, if he's not getting a lot of coverage, that's also a sign he might be a pretty good guy.
Yeah, right.
don't want to know that.
You know, the opposition research is in high gear for that guy.
No kidding.
Oh, find something on him.
That's right.
Find something on this guy.
Well, then just make it up.
Yeah. So we'll continue. And again, trick-or-treating is Tuesday. It's going to be colder. So look at this lineup of trailers that are coming into fire.
Okay.
There's a boat. There's a trailer. Downtown Fire is kind of busy. Lighting of the tree later in November.
Will be the Sunday after Thanksgiving.
Well, I wonder if we've identified it.
I thought I heard it was a little early. We'll see.
The tree. Have they?
They've got a big tree.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's as big as last year.
Well, and there's a parade, the Christmas parade.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's all coming. Well, that hasn't actually officially been approved, but I think there is one on the horizon.
Uh-huh. The Disability Resource Expo at Marketplace Mall from 11 to 4 on Saturday.
Yep. Okay, thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
Thank you, Johnny. Always
a
pleasure.
All right, everybody.
All right,
we'll
folks.
See you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening on ESPN 93.5. The boys on the drive this afternoon, it's Lante and Derek Piper. If you ever want to hear a show on theirs or ours, it's all available at steviejay.com, and you can go and listen that way. Okay. This is WSJK Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana. We'll get ESPN coming up next. Thank you for listening. Have yourself a fantastic Thursday.
Every year on November 11th, the United States of America proudly celebrates Veterans Day. And at Muhammad Christian Church, we are very grateful for the men and the women who protect and preserve our freedom. And we recognize all veterans and salute our armed forces every day of the year. And this year, allow us to make those days special as we present the Muhammad Christian Church 18th Annual Living Flag. And you are cordially invited to join us as we are celebrating life, liberty, and the freedom of worship with our award-winning Living Flag celebration. This year, we are presenting our Living Flag on Friday, November 3rd at 7 p.m., Saturday, November 4th at 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock, and our finale, Sunday, November 5th at 5 p.m. And in our lobby after each performance, as you greet and thank our veterans and our active military, we will be serving dessert and refreshments. Muhammad Christian Church, 908 North Lake of the Woods Road, across from the Lake of the Woods Golf Course. And for more information, please visit MuhammadChristian.org.
When Ross went out, I always told him, be careful. And that was the last time I got to see him.
Because someone didn't slow down and move over. Ross had on a bright orange shirt with reflective stripes the night he was killed.
He always had that smile. He just lit up the room when he came in.
Slow down and move over when you see flashing lights. Everybody is somebody, somebody.
When you see lights flashing, use caution passing. Let's all go home safe tonight.
Illini fans, for a limited time at Jet's Pizza, new popcorn chicken pizzas. Their tasty popcorn chicken on their famous BBQ, Aloha BBQ, Buffalo Ranch, or Bacon Ranch pizzas. It's new and a limited time offer, so don't miss out. Try any of the four for just $17.99. Code BBQ. Their popcorn chicken pizzas are perfect to order while watching football with friends and family. Try their tasty popcorn chicken on their famous BBQ, Aloha BBQ, Buffalo Ranch, or Bacon Ranch pizza. Just $17.99. Code BBQ. Jets, better because it has to be.
Frask International in Urbana is a legacy founded in 1958 by aviation pioneer Rudy Frasca with a mission of improving safety in the skies. Would you like to make a difference in your job? Frasca is looking for an accountant, a CNC machinist, manufacturing and electrical engineer, and customer service support. Positions for software, aeronautical, mechanical engineer, and machine shop finisher are also available. Positions include an extraordinary benefits package. As an equal opportunity employer, you can learn more at Frasca.com/careers.
Illini fans, gear up for football season this year with the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, Game Day Spirit. Get ready to support your Fighting Illini by shopping their great selection of Illini football merchandise, including t-shirts, sweatshirts, even brand new Nike replica jerseys. Shop with them at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign, 6th and Green in Campustown, or online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
Carpet Weavers is flooring their customers. They work with the biggest brands to bring you the best selections and prices on hardwood, luxury tile, carpet, and more. Stop in at 616 West Market View Drive in Champaign and let one of their sales associates help you find the perfect flooring for your lifestyle. Their 100% satisfaction guarantee allows you to be confident in your purchase. Carpet Weavers has been flooring people with beautiful carpet and flooring since 1988. In fact, they're nationally ranked as one of the top 25 specialty flooring stores in the country. Find out more online at carpetweaversflooring.com.
Crystal Lake Park Family Aquatic Center is now open. Open swim weekdays from 12:30 to 7, and weekend hours are 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Lap swim weekdays. Admission $8 for residents, $12 for non-residents. Buy punch cards for a discount on your admission. Stay cool at the pool this summer. Rent the pool for parties. Call the pool for more information at 217-239-7946 or visit online urbanaparks.org.
Make plans to pop into Pia's at 1609 West Springfield Avenue for happy hour from 3 to 6, Monday through Friday with 16-ounce drafts, just $3.25, well drinks, $4. Taco Tuesdays get you big tacos for $2.50, $2 off on tequila shots and margaritas, $5. Get Mexican beers for $4 each. Go south of the border on Tuesdays at Pia's, then there's Whiskey Wednesdays and karaoke a few